Hi, Patrick here with a story I've done for The Big Show that's more about image than words, but it's the image of a woman of words. You may remember that the Bank of England recently announced that it's putting a picture of Jane Austen on its banknotes. She'll join the likes of Charles Darwin and Adam Smith, and in fact, by the time she makes her debut in 2017, there'll be Winston Churchill as well. Give or take a few anti-feminist hecklers on Twitter, the choice of Jane Austen has been a very popular one, and that has been the easy part. Choosing how to portray Austen has been far more vexing. Here goes. We Brits have many national obsessions: social class, tea, the underachievement of the national soccer team. And from time to time, we also obsess about Jane Austen, who she was, and what that says about us.
From her novels, it's easy to imagine her living a life of leisure, like one of her heroines, and finding happiness with an ideal husband. But was it really like that? This is the story of the real Jane Austen.
Another TV documentary. Of course, the real Jane Austen is a subjective matter, as the Bank of England has found out.
We heard that the bank was going to put Jane Austen on the banknote, and I emailed them a portrait that we considered was suitable.
This is Elizabeth Proudman, who chairs the Jane Austen Society. There's not much to choose from when it comes to portraits of the novelist. There's a sketch from 1810 done by Austen's sister. She's unsmiling, a little tired-looking, arms crossed.
It's not a particularly attractive picture.
Not attractive enough, it seems, for a £10 note. There's another picture, though. It was published 60 years after the 1810 sketch. It was somewhat based on it, but jazzed up a little. A rounder face, no sign of fatigue, bigger eyes, and a nice frilly bonnet.
This is the best, really the best image of her we can have.
That's what the Bank of England thinks too. But Austen biographer Paula Byrne does not.
It's a Victorian, highly sentimentalised makeover. She looks like a doll.
And if Jane Austen looks like a doll, what does that say about her novels? Is she really that cosy and cuddly?
She's not. She's a subversive writer. She's a feminist. She writes about social class. And it, as it perpetuates this ridiculous myth of the safe Jane Austen.
So much for agreement over putting Austen on the currency. Still, if the late Victorians airbrushed Austen, they didn't go nearly as far as we have. Cue Anne Hathaway, star of the 2007 movie Becoming Jane.
Irony is the bringing together of contradictory truths to make out of the contradiction a new truth with a laugh or a smile.
There was a lot of smiling in that movie, and some fine, fine 19th century teeth. The argument about Austen's image isn't just about her or feminism. It's also about the people that Brits choose to memorialise, upholders of power, or those who rail against it. Jane Austen may or may not have had much to do with that larger debate, and she's not around to chime in. It's a good thing, really, that she created characters that have lived on and been reinterpreted time and again, in Britain and far beyond.
Oh, and we got another notice from the fire department saying that we have to clear out the bush. You said you were going to get Jose to do it.
He here garden, and why you don't tell him?
Lucy, you know I don't speak Mexican.
The 1995 movie Clueless, sometimes now referred to as a classic, and that might have put a smile on Jane Austen's face. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox. This, by the way, is a scene from the crossover Bollywood-Hollywood movie Bride and Prejudice. Yeah, Bride. I wondered if I should make this a World in Words podcast. And ultimately I did, because it's the words, or what they mean anyway, that are being argued over, not the images. Anyway, all pictures referred to in the story are at pri.org/language, as well as the Bank of England's mock-up £10 note. See you on Facebook at the World in Words page, or on Twitter, where I tweet as Patrick Cox, PatriCox. More next time. See you then. Nara, nara, nara.